This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
Well, there's no point in discussing this interesting weather we've been enduring. I'd like to move ahead and discuss some of the things that you should really be thinking about for the upcoming planting season. When thinking about your landscape, continuous improvement beats delayed perfection. So let's take it a bit at a time, and we'll all get there eventually. Okay, statistics show that gardening is the number one hobby. Well, that's true, if you consider how much time folks spend mowing their lawns. A lawn is the least expensive thing to install and the most expensive thing to maintain in terms of time and energy. Now, if you didn't service your lawnmower last year and put some stabilizer in the fuel tank, you may be in for a rough start, literally, to the mowing season. Since the new blends of gas have a lot of ethanol in them, and some of my friends who sell gas say it might be as high as 25% of what we buy, that stuff turns to gel over time and tends to gum up the works. So, fill up with some fresh fuel and take a large plastic black garbage bag and place it over whatever you're trying to start. Place the machine in the warm sunshine and let this covered unit sit in the sun for a couple of hours. The heat should make the startup not only a lot easier, but actually possible in many cases. Now, once you've got your machine started, keep it conveniently located so when it's time to mow, your spouse can easily find it. Most of us don't even need to think about fertilizing now. Remember that all granular fertilizer is derived from petroleum, and the price of oil isn't going down. The thatch layer in your lawn, if it's over 5 years old, contains plenty of nitrogen from last fall and this winter. Nitrogen is trapped by the snow and brought to the soil nicely and organically. So unless you just recently seeded, no need to waste time and money with expensive fertilizers. Plus, it's not sustainable to apply products that aren't needed. That's like taking an aspirin in case you might get a headache. Yeah, you'll see all kinds of products being pushed at you this year, but by taking the long-term view and going as organic as possible, you'll save time, money, your back, and maybe a ton of extra cuts on the lawn this year. See how many parts of your lawn that you can convert into flowering perennials, especially the tough-to-mow slopes and corners. The more lawn you convert, the less area you'll have to mow approximately 32 times this year. Seems like a lot, because it's probably your lot.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.